Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I'm Joel Pearl, and
this is odd.
This is awkward. Steve Macklin is here.
By contract. I'm obligated here contractually.
There was a long and arduous process to get you here, and I think we decided that we can be professionals.
Yeah.
We can have the conversations and put things into perspective. Maybe we'll hash things out a little bit.
Maybe.
Where did this start? Where you and I having these problems?
I honestly don't know. I just remember at one point you just turned on me on the reviews each week to week, and then just I was like, I don't like this. And then something with Sean too. So Sean did something.
Sean's an
antagonizer.
Yeah, he's a stir. Yeah. He does that, and Jeremy Lambert too.
Jeremy's in there too, and I think Jeremy loved that. I think it's mostly when I chimed in on your birthday.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of where it all started, if anything, if I can remember that way.
I'll have to insert the clip somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have. And we've taken shots at each other.
Yeah, and like I said, you don't even talk about me on the show anymore. If my segment comes up, you just blow over it.
It's true. So. Okay, but you know what? It's a new year. Yep. It's 2024. Big things are happening for Steve Macklin. Big things are in your world in TNA, outside of the world of TNA. Let's say that this year, maybe, we'll be talking about Macklin a lot more moving forward. Is that a safe assumption?
I plan on that, yes.
Okay.
The 24 is going to be a good year for me.
So by the time this comes out, TNA Snake Eyes will have dropped.
Okay.
We will have seen you and Nick Nemeth having words mm-hmm. and interaction in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
How'd this all come about? What are we doing? What are we doing with Nick, who's made his TNA debut at Hard to Kill?
Again, it's no spoilers, just I know this will be a little after, but I'm excited for what's to come here with going on with Nick Nemeth. And I think I made that clear, especially with our in-ring of finally meeting each other face-to-face, even though we've known each other from our time in WWE and his time running through NXT and stopping by. And he's one of those guys that I've always looked at that I've wanted to work with just because he's one of the best. The way he sells and moves, and he does steal the show, and he lives up to that name. But I think he's out to prove something now as Nick Nemeth and not Dolph Ziggler. He's getting away from that. And that was also the thing that I went through myself, getting away from being Steve Cutler to what Steve Macklin is now. And to me, I take it where I said it at Hard to Kill, where whoever comes in, I don't care who it is, TNA is my home. This is my sandbox. And I like to people like joke about that. I was like, but no, the sandbox is what we would call it in Afghanistan. Being over in Iraq, that's our sandbox. That was going in the theater. That's what I consider TNA to be. So if those that need clarification on what that means, that's what I mean. This is my area of operation. I am TNA. And what TNA is bringing and where we're going right now, I am ecstatic about it.
You mentioned that the two of you have had similarities in your career, yourself
Very
and
much.
Nick Nemeth. And I do appreciate that the way that you two have come together and the way that you two have interacted is very respectfully, but also in a way that you know that this is your spot, that TNA is your landing spot, and Nick has shown up here.
Yes.
With that in mind, you had a bit of a learning curve when you showed up in Impact at the time.
Mm-hmm.
How long was your learning curve, and how long do you expect Nick's to be?
Well, obviously he's been doing this for, 20-plus years now, and he's been in that system for so long, and it's just we're kind of out here in the wild now, and you're coming here to TNA, whether it's TNA, W, AAA, going to New Japan. He's all over right now as well. Who knows where he'll go next as well and show face. But I'm focused here on TNA with him, and that's the one thing. But for the learning curve, it took a few months. Obviously, coming out of the COVID era with no fans when I first got to TNA, and then once the crowds were coming back, I was able to finally start to get that stride and confidence in myself. And luckily for him, he doesn't have to do that. But he's already a confident guy. He's very accomplished. World titles, Triple Crown, the Grand Slam. He's done everything. He's been a former world champion, just like I am, though. I am a former world champion. That's what I look to get back to. And I know that's what his eyes are set on because he showed that at Hard to Kill. Why not go after the top dog who's a world champion? He picked a spot. I would have done the same thing.
Speaking of Hard to Kill, speaking of former champions, you faced Rich Swann on the Countdown show to Hard to Kill. what were your thoughts going of going into Hard to Kill, knowing that your match was first, that you are a former champion? Did you feel maybe a little disrespected? Did you feel like I'm going to steal the show? What were your thoughts, and how did you feel about the match with Swan?
So I put out a tweet right away saying, good, I'm excited for this position because I'm the first thing you're going to – well, obviously Rich came out first, but I'm going to be the first thing that you see, and I'm going to be the first person that's winning in the new era of TNA because I planned to go into that match winning, and I did. To face Rich Swan, who we've had multiple matches now, even a Hard to Kill last year in our street fight or no holds bar, whatever you want to consider it. He's one of those opponents that I love to work with. And it meant a lot for both of us to go out there and just to hear the TNA chants and that crowd just getting hot and to start the night off. It's an awesome spot. And I know that people are like, oh, why is it the pre-show? It's like, well, it's for a reason. Multiple world champion or former world champions were on the pre-show to get more eyes on the product for the pre-show, which we want to get more people to buy buys for the TNA app, which is perfect. Why wouldn't you want that? WWE did it when the app came out for the $9.99 deal, and they kept pushing that. And you also get a little bit more time and you get a little bit more leeway. So I was like, this is the balls of my court. And for me to be the first person to see out there, I love that moment.
We'll shift gears for a second. Yeah. While you were wrestling Rich Swan on the countdown, we also had your wife, former Knockouts World Champion, Deonna Purrazzo.
Two-time.
You're right. Absolutely. Got to get my facts straight. She had gone in, and she had made her debut with All Elite Wrestling. Mm-hmm. She had her debut match in All Elite Wrestling around the same time that you were wrestling as well. How were you feeling, and what was the conversation for you two kind of having split off for the first time in quite a long time in the wrestling world?
We were chatting back and forth. I know she was watching the pre-show to watch me, and she was happy with what I did. And then I'm going to obviously go back home and watch it because couldn't record Collision, but she said it went well. And from what I've seen on the internet and Twitter and the Twitter world out there, I'm sorry, it's not even Twitter, X.
No, it's still
I think
Twitter.
Everybody still calls it
Twitter. We're still calling it Twitter. We're not. It's Twitter. Just stick with it.
She did well, and she's going to do what she does and what she always does. She's going to break everybody's arm.
Oh, all right.
Can throw the bitch in there, but I'm not going to degrade women that way.
No, and also let them say what they want to say.
They're in the age of the virtuoso right now over in AEW, and I'm excited for what my wife's got ahead. But Both of us look to just take over wherever we're at.
Let's go back. TNA, and how can I put this plainly? Moose is the world champion.
Yes.
You've got a hill to climb.
Mm-hmm.
What's the hierarchy for Macklin's ascent back into the world championship?
Well, obviously, it's my next opponent that obviously when this airs will be Nick Namath. That's who I'm going after. And like I said last year, towards the end of the year, I only go after high-value targets now. I'm a former world champion. I'm going after people that are after that title. And if you're in this business, and I say it all the time, and legends say it all the time, if you're not in this business and going after the world title or any title, what are you doing? I would love to – even the reveal of the new titles, by the way. When I saw the new world titles, I want that. And – the man makes the title. The title doesn't make the man, is the old saying. So I flourished when I had the title. I wanted to put all the weight on my back, and I want to get back to that position where I have the chip on my shoulder. And also, when you have the world title, you should still have a chip on your shoulder. Never change the way that your mentality works with when you're working to something. So seeing what Moose is doing and what him and Shelly did, Shelly was one hell of a champion, one hell of a competitor. I have a lot of respect for him. Still kind of sour towards losing to him because of an exposed turnbuckle, and then also him kicking, my groin kind of giving out on me in Australia on my rematch, so still waiting on that rematch. But, yeah, it's always a mountain to climb.
After Bound for Glory, there was some time off for all of Impact, for most of the people. Yeah. I remember going to Final Resolution in Toronto and saying, mm-hmm. A lot of people that are either local or work for this company in more than one capacity, you were largely away.
Mm-hmm.
What were you up to? What was going on? And what were you thinking? Because you don't normally take a lot of time off.
No, I was working a lot of independent still, which I was still keeping a schedule with that. But my time away from Impact or TNA at that time, well, it was Impact, now TNA. I took my time. I just waited. And you can control what you control in this business. And just the way things work behind the scenes, going into how things are booked. And people on Twitter like to read into that. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And good things come to those who wait, and you just got to play the long game. And I think we're getting that way. And that's also what a lot of my time in NXT and WWE from being in that system, like that's what I learned a lot there too, is just how to just keep trucking along, and you're going to get there, and it's going to come.
We spoke to Ricky Shane Page on In the Weeds not too long ago. Mm-hmm. guy that's pretty close to you. If you watch Pro Wrestling Revolver, you're in a group with him and
Rich is Equal Death, Red.
Yes, Rich is Equal Death. They're called Red. It's yourself, Ricky Shane Page, Alex Colon, and Killer Kelly.
Yes.
How did that all come together? Ricky told me his side. I need to know yours because it's a very different group from what you'd expect in wrestling.
Think of it like almost like a TNA gimmick or even like a group that you would see in ECW back in the day where it's a group of misfit people where it's people that have been put down and told no so many damn times. We try to do the right thing, but it's just you're a different breed for something and we have a different way to express ourselves. And I think each of us individually have a different way to show things. For me, good looking. I'm saying myself good looking, but you know what I mean, like good looking prototype look of what you think what a pro wrestler would look like,
right.
you pick that out of the hat. Ricky Shane Page, deathmatch guy, not gonna get those things, but he has his niche that everybody likes. Killer Kelly, beautiful girl, can speak well, speech Portuguese, multiple different languages, and it's just she has something to bring that way. And then Cologne, he's just he's a maniac, and that's what I love about him. He's like the tool that we can go and he'll go. So it's a good little group to come together, and I'm excited for what we have more at Revolver. We have that match probably would have happened by now with coming up.
Probably
whenever this airs, yeah. So, but we have our blood now with SGC and that whole beef going down. So I'm excited to do that, especially with Manders, Mancer, and then even Crazy Brother.
Well, they're all crazy.
Justice.
Matthew Justice.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Sorry,
but it's SGC. They're all crazy.
Yes, they're all crazy.
Yeah,
but Justice is a little crazier.
That's fair.
He's got a little bit of he's a little bit crazier.
I once watched him throw himself or be thrown across RJ City's gimmick table, and RJ was very upset.
I would be pissed off too.
Yeah,
it's all your merch.
And there was blood.
There was blood. There'd be words behind the scenes.
Yeah. You know, at that point, you just kind of, you get a few extra bucks and you say, hey, listen, this shirt is great. And it also has Matthew Justice's blood on
if
it.
If not, you're just going to buy all my merch and pay for everything that you just ruined.
Wonderful.
Blood, so.
I was going to ask you something. Of course, I just blanked because I'm a professional. It's weird. It's weird that we're doing this and that we're actually kind of.
Okay. I got my nooners.
Oh, yeah, that would
They're
do it.
Keeping me calm. Thank you.
Oh, no, thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, by the way, Sean, you paid for this. Or maybe Jimmy did. I don't know. It's on the invoice. So here we are. So we're 2024, and your plans are to.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Take over the world. Your plans are to be the guy in TNA, but what happens next year?
I don't know. I'm taking a day at a time. I always tell everybody my next match is the one I worry about, and that's just how I try to take things because I try to put everything into what I'm doing creatively, storylines, and then each match that I go to. And this week coming up, obviously it's past when this airs, but I get the tapings in Orlando. I'm going to Puerto Rico the next day. I have an open challenge that was just put out with the Colognes, the WWC, and that's my first time in Puerto Rico. So I want to get global. I want to go to Japan. I'm going over the UK in April. I have dates set up for that, and they're going to be announced more now as well. If you follow me on Twitter and Instagram, they'll be posted there as well. And I'm looking forward to getting out there. And that's the one thing, like, it's funny. Everybody talks about, like, the top 500 or like that. Like, it's cool to have that ranking, but, like, just now it's, like, not a goal, but it's cool to be just up in that upper echelon where your name is talked about because that's what we all work for. We want to be a top guy. At least I do. That was always – I kind of see myself that way, and I want to be presented that way. And I think with TNA, and they've been done a great job with helping me that way, and I'm grateful for it, but it's also me backing up what I say I do and what I can do in the ring.
I've been putting over Cody Deaner's podcast lately, and you were actually a guest on that, and so was Deanna. I'm putting over the podcast because it's so different. It's
a great podcast.
It is. Wrestling is life is wrestling, and hopefully he's watching and he knows that we're doing this.
Yeah.
but how does it feel when you're getting into a situation like that and you're getting a little more raw? Because, you're very soft-spoken with me.
Yeah.
I know in the ring you're a very different human being. It's a different element. But what's it like doing a podcast like Deaner's where you're getting more real?
It's just showing, like, who I am outside of the ring. And that's funny. Like, as soon as I go out the curtain, I'm a completely different person. Like, my, if you're standing in front of me, and I have it on my t-shirts where it's fronts towards enemy, that was my unit slogan in 2-8 when I was with 2nd Battalion 8th Marines in my time in the Marine Corps. And it was just a play onto the Claymore mine, just because it's dummy proof. You put the front towards the enemy. But we live to the motto of, like, you never turn your back. You never run away from things. And even as a heel, I'm never going to turn up. I'll tactfully escape. But as a babyface, you're never backing down, and that's one of those things. But being able to open up and show the side of who I am outside of the ring and behind the curtain, I like to, just because I don't get to do that like this. Yeah. Just to sit and talk and get to show who I am in real life, talk about my dogs, talk about my wife, my parents, my growing up playing football, and just my time in the military. And that's one of those things that I love, is therapeutic for me, is being able to talk more about my experience there. Because D and I talk about it all the time. Like, we take our nightly walks, kind of, that are our therapy walks, where we leave our phone in the house, we take the dogs, we usually sometimes one each, just to have our own alone time with them. But, like, that's where we just connect, and that's what's fun, is to be able to connect with fans and sit here and chat with you and connect on the wrestling level, and just talking stuff behind the scenes or storylines, even talking about football,
right?
Like, how scripted football feels with Taylor. Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl just because Taylor Swift is involved.
Yep.
I'm calling it right now. Yep. Sorry. She won't work the halftime show because she's more over than that, but
she might make a special appearance.
Maybe.
Maybe.
She'll be there doing something. But anyway, it's just fun to express. And then what Diener is doing with Wrestling is Life is just cooler, too, for everybody that's going on there, because we're able to talk about our shitty parts of our life, mm-hmm. like the bad, and then hopefully whatever we say of at all can, like, just relate to one person and help them in a certain way, whether it's mental health, sobriety, just anything in life. Yeah. And that's one of those things that I try to cling to, too. And you like to hear that, because I would love to have known what, like, Bret Hart or Stone Cold or Shawn back in the day. But also, that curtain wasn't pulled back so much then. And that's also one of those things where I think it's fun for our generation now to, like, let the curtain be pulled back a little bit. But also, it's fun to play with that now, because there's ways to toy with it. Like, I can let you in, but then I can also tell you a little bit of a white lie, and who knows?
Let me, because, you know, at FIFA, we've pulled the curtain back several times, and yeah. We've also been, I'd like to say, just because we're all putting ourselves over here, we try to be very respectful of what is going on in the backstage environment.
Yeah.
TNA and Impact before it was often known as a locker room that just, the drama wasn't there, or at least it wasn't. It's just not there.
It gets squashed.
It gets squashed. Okay, so let's
talk about that. And if there ever is drama, which there really never is, everybody in the locker room at TNA, just since I've been there from 2021 until now, just it just keeps getting better and better. It's a family-oriented, where everybody just pushes for each other to work hard, go out there and kill it. Wherever you're fighting for on the card, everybody's doing their part for where they're at. And it's all, like, again, like you asked me about being on the pre-show. I'm like, no, like, that just means I get to set the tone for the night. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm like, I want to go out so I can make this. And then going to guys, I'm like, hey, you guys doing a, because we had a cool ramp here at the Palms.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, me and Rich are coming up with ideas. I'm like, save that for the later card. Like, because you couldn't be selfish in certain ways. I'm like, nah, the boys are probably going to be doing something later. The tag match is probably going to do some craziness. So it's just like, all right, like, everybody works to help everybody, and that's the one good thing, and everybody's supportive of everybody. We are a family, and it's funny, like, we're all saying goodbye tonight to each other, and it's just like, I'll see you in a few days.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. And that's the thing. You see someone like Scott D'Amore come out and, you know, as president, in the most positive way, yell and scream about how fantastic and how excited he is about TNA, about Impact before it, and everything that's come and gone. How does that translate to that locker room? How does it get you feeling when it's something like that happens?
It's great. And even the opening, the hard open with EY coming out, and yeah. Just all of us there, it just shows that, like, we are hard to kill, and TNA always has been, whether it was the Impact time frame or just TNA back in the day to where we are now. I think this is the best time this company's ever been. We have a roster that is trying to kill themselves to make this place better, and that's the best thing that you could ask for anybody.
Absolutely. You know what? I think we can wrap it on that. This is probably the best place to go. Put over yourself some more, because that's what we're doing here.
That's your job.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You know what? Here, so this is what my challenge for 2024 is for Steve Macklin, okay. If I may. And I do intend, and I did last night, by the way, on our Hard to Kill post show. I did put you over.
By the way.
Go ahead. I had issues with my internet, but I made it the first hour. Either way, my challenge to you, because that part aired, of course, was I want to see more moveset integration from Macklin. And that's not to say you're boring, because I know you and I have joked about you saying that about each other. No, it's more about, I want to see not a flashy Macklin, but I want to see more in the arsenal. pulled off.
Well, there's in the arsenal, but that's the thing too. Like, you got to realize, like, it's not a sprint; it's a marathon.
Of course.
It's like there's things to pull out when there it is, and so like for big matches, like there's moments that I want to make. I have ideas. It's just whether it fits that match. If I don't want to just waste something, that's one thing I take away from talking to a lot of vets. Having my time with Bully has been very great to be as soft as he is. I love the knowledge he's been given to me, even with promos. Like he's like, just stop. He's like, just speak. Just don't think about the verbiage. Just speak from your heart. And it's one of those things where I try to take away. And that's also something that I've always just been told by vets is just like, you don't have to do every move under the sun. I'm not going to do what Vikingo can go do.
And I want to,
and I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But there's times to pull things out and there's times not to. And I'm trying to be a heel, and that's heels tend to be more boring.
Yeah, I get that.
So it's okay. I don't mind. That just means I'm doing my job.
About being boring.
If you think I'm boring, go ahead. Perfect. That's fine.
I don't actually think you're boring.
I know.
I do like, again, I put it over. I like the gear from Hard to Kill.
I know. Thank you. That was one of my favorite sets, actually. I actually text my gear maker, Sue, afterwards. Like, this is the best set of gear you made. Like, they're nice and thin. They don't move on me. They don't bunch up. I don't get a wedgie. So I'm not getting put over on the Twitter machine for having my butt out. So. That's the new thing these days.
It is.
Well, just everything's cheeky now.
Well, that's the problem. Not the problem. That's the thing. Everyone's trying. Listen, we talked about this on another show I did. Everyone in wrestling is an attractive human being.
Yes.
And they're all trying to make money on their attractiveness. Yes. Why
not? There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong
with
it.
Go for it.
Anyone can open up whatever site they want to make sure that they get over. Yes. Anyway, we'll get you.
But yes, the arsenal, there's cool things there. It's just, again, when the time is right is one of the, that's how I work.
Okay, we're going to see it. It's just coming.
Yes.
As always. That's wrestling. It's always coming. Steve Macklin, I think we've done a lot here today.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot about each other.
We've come to peace. We've come to terms here.
Yeah. How are the dogs? Are they good?
They're good. Yeah. I can't wait to get home.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm going to see my kid. Not my dog, but my kid.
Three of them. It was funny. Dee sent me. She was picking up the dogs today. And Oliver, I guess, had a butt gland pop on her. Like, she had a little bit of poop on her leg today. I was just like, that's a little son of a bitch. I'm like, this is great. This is hilarious. And she's like, he's so cute though, I can't be mad. And he's just waddling away. She's showing me the video. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Meanwhile, I got a kid who I left and got sick, which never happens. And my wife has to take care of him, and I feel bad. Okay. But
you'll
it is
make
what
up
it is.
For it when you get home.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. But that's okay. What we're gonna do.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's what men do.
That's true. Plug the stuff. Let's go home.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Steve Macklin, Pro Wrestling Tees, Steve Macklin Store. I also have, Big Cartel? Yes. My Big Cartel store as well. If you want to get merchandise, 8x10s, wrestling gear as well that I'm trying to sell. So if you have any gear you want to buy, jackets, and that you've seen in an 8x10 or on a pay-per-view or on television, message me and figure something out there, I guess.
I see.
Because I have a closet full of bunch of stuff that I don't ever want to touch again.
Hey, I see people buying it. I see people wearing it. Let's get that going.
I see a lot more Macklin shirts now, which makes me happy.
I'm sure it does.
Yes.
Make a pocket happy.
Because I'm boring.
Let's go into 2024 happy. We're just going to restart the cycle. All right. You know where to catch TNA Wrestling. It's everywhere. Okay. You know what? If you're going to watch the show, you can also watch the post show
at Fightful. On Fightful Select.
There you go. We're main channel, youtube.com/Fightful. Yeah, myself, Chris the Star, we're here. And, of course, pay-per-views, we cover that as well. I am Atrel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Hey, guys. If you know me, you know I got a busy schedule. That's why I'm so happy to tell you about factormeals.com/Fightful50. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It helps me fuel up and stay ready for breakfast, lunch, dinner, especially when I've got a tight schedule. Their fresh, never frozen meals are prepared in 2 minutes and just keep you on the go. They also have these great lunch-to-go options that don't require a microwave at all. They've got breakfast options, snack options, dinner options, even high-end gourmet plus options. In addition to that, they have calorie-conscious meals, protein-packed options, and so much more. They also offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices. Head over to factormeals.com/Fightful50 and use the code Fightful50 to get 50% off. This is such a versatile meal kit. 35 plus weekly flavor packed fresh, never frozen meals that promote a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. That's factormeals.com/Fightful50 to get 50% off. Factormeals.com/Fightful50. Say 50%.